10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and how about a career-building day at every age? Well, I have an extraordinary guest joining me, and of course, we also have Mother Weber's oldest son, the most awesome Clark Weber, with his look at life all right here on AM 560 on Aging Info Radio. And if you want to listen to our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and click that Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan & Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call them at 847-897-5781 for an appointment. Well, we're going to talk about career building today, and the number of Americans age 65 and over has actually doubled in the last 15 years, and there's a record of 7.2 million people in the workforce, and that's people over 65. And then again, 65 is the new 45. I mean, people are definitely getting younger. Or not growing old, as I say on Aging Info Radio. Well, the increase has actually been driven by a number of things. Of course, 401ks that were decimated by the financial crisis. We have an increase in the Social Security retirement age, or people opting to take it at a later age. And then a decrease in the number of workers who retire with pension benefits. And all this put together makes people want to work longer. And my guest today is Vicki Austin, and she is a business and career coach and the founder of Choices Worldwide. And Vicki, welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. I'm sure you have a lot to teach all of us. Now, you talk about an encore career.
Yes, an encore, just like on stage when you come back for that second bow. The phrase encore career is used in career coaching to define people who have had successful careers and now they're back for a second or maybe even a third or fourth career.
I always say new beginnings.
Yes, new beginnings. And oftentimes people come back to do something that they've always wanted to do, but perhaps they were busy supporting a family or, you know, the practical nature of their lives took over. And now they have a passion that just won't go away. Maybe it's a calling. Maybe it's a commitment to a social cause. And while many people choose to volunteer, but just as many people are deciding now because of the very factors you stated earlier to continue to work, but in a different capacity.
So these are some of the trends that you're seeing in like mid-career professionals or people that are a little older,
yes.
People that have hit the 65 mark and they say, you know what, I do want to work or I do need to work. So you see some of the trends here.
I see some of the trends and I read about them. I'm passionate about my own work, so I keep up on labor trends and books. There's a great book called Encore by a gentleman named Mark Friedman, and he has written another book called The Big Shift. So there's a lot of information out there for people who are looking for information on how to essentially re-career.
So The Big Shift, I bet you the book is about just what we're talking about, and that is people continuing on in the workforce doing something later in life.
Yes, and there's another demographic trend that is prevalent, and that's the fact that because of demographics, there are people who are essentially there's a gap in the workforce where as baby boomers are retiring, there aren't enough workers to replace them. So MetLife did a study, and they have information for people who are going into encore careers because of the labor statistics saying that there just aren't enough young people to replace the folks who are retiring.
Interesting. Now, the ageism, or that term, ageism, how does ageism, like affect an encore career? I mean, do you find that people with your coaching that, you know, people are a lot more pulled back or just, you know, really, I'm sure everybody's a little different, but what do you see?
I think ageism, like any ism, is in the eye of the beholder. So I tell my clients who are coming back to work or making a transition and worried about their age to just ignore it. Just like I've told people for years to ignore the economy, I say it's like the weather in Chicago. It'll change. Mm-hmm. So ageism, while there may be, I'm not saying that there aren't prejudices out there, but I think for someone who is focused on what they want and they understand what their gifts and abilities are, which is really a big part of the work, Sue, is figuring out what do I do? What am I really, really good at? And how can I take those gifts and abilities and transfer those skills into an area that I would now be passionate about and make a contribution? And I think in that regard, employers aren't looking at age. They're looking at what can you bring to my company?
Yeah. What do you have to offer others? I also think, I really do believe that people do better as they get older if they have a motivating purpose.
Yes.
If they have something, you know, I always say get up, get dressed, get out and get going to keep you, you know, socially active, physically active, just, you know, around people. I think that's so important with aging.
I agree. And when you think about the retirement age being 65, back in the day, that was in terms of age, the actuarial age of how long somebody is going to live, that was towards the end of a life. But now people can live another 20, maybe even 30 years. I interviewed a gentleman yesterday in preparation for your show, mm-hmm. and he's a realtor. He's 85 years old, and he's been doing real estate for 5 years, which means he started at 80, and he's doing very well. He's doing short sales, and he has a background. He started as a grain elevator operator. Then he went into futures trading in corn and soybeans, and then he became an investment advisor. And now he's doing real estate. So he's got this wonderful many, many years of work experience. And he's helping people who are really in need because they're having to sell their homes. So I'm hoping I get a chance to work with him.
Oh, that's so great that he got licensed at 80.
Yes.
And that was his new encore career.
Yes. And it was probably, as you can tell from his story, it was probably third or fourth career. He told me that he was encouraged by his wife, who is in mortgage banking, and because she could see so many people struggling with short sales of their homes, she thought that he'd have something to offer them.
Isn't that great?
I know. I was so inspired by him.
Oh, that in itself is an inspiration, which goes to show like 80 is the new 60.
That's right. I'm banking on it.
Absolutely. And once again, I'm here with Vicki Austin. She is the founder of Choices Worldwide. She is a business and career coach. Now, Vicki, in the workplace with the economy and, you know, a lot of changes going on with jobs and, you know, people being downsized, every sized, upsized, out the door, you know, having to reinvent their life in the 50s and 60s. What do you see here?
Well, I think that a lot of people are, if they're choosing encore careers, many of them see the opportunity to become entrepreneurs. So while many people are looking at getting a job, getting another job, there are a lot of people who are also looking to creating a company or a service that maybe they've wanted to do again for quite a while, and now they're freed up to be able to do that. So I think there's a surge of entrepreneurship that's coming with that demographic trend as well.
In the 50s and 60s, or if they've worked for corporate America and say they have been downsized a couple times, they're thinking, aha, it might be a little difficult to downsize myself or fire myself.
Exactly.
So I'd like to hold on to something or build something that I actually own.
Exactly. The other trend we're seeing is social, sort of a focus on doing something that's for the social good. So taking skills that maybe were in the for-profit or commercial arena and applying them to a not-for-profit or some type of a foundation. So people who made a living now want to make a difference.
Absolutely. I also believe that it takes, it takes a little bit down the journey, maybe the halfway point, or if you're fortunate enough to, you know, grow older or get older, that you start to realize that it is about the contribution.
Yes.
And that's a big distinction.
I use the word legacy. I coach primarily people in mid-career, which I consider to be 40 and older, 40 and above. And for 20 years, they've been making a living, and now they really want to make a difference. And I think it does have something to do with our, you know, that old biological clock ticking and saying, hey, you know what, this isn't forever. And if I'm going to put my dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs said, I better do it now.
And you can take baby steps. It doesn't have to be, you know, this huge thing, or the contribution could be, you know, helping your community in a way that you saw a need. I mean, it doesn't have to be grand to really make a difference. I mean,
absolutely.
You can make a difference one person at a time, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm here with Vicki Austin. She is the owner and founder of Choices Worldwide and a business and career coach. And this is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Presbyterian Homes has been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years, with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Choose which residence fits your lifestyle. A villa, an apartment, then enjoy life. Why spend time cleaning and doing yard work when you can head for the fitness center or go to the newest lecture series? All with the confidence that quality health care is available on campus if the need arises. To learn more, visit www.presbyterianhomes.org or call them at 847-866-1641.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. To reserve your seat now, that's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is your host, Susan Wacky, and today we are talking about career building at every age. And I'm here with business and career coach Vicki Austin. She is the founder and owner of Choices Worldwide. And that is her website. Just add a .com to it. And Vicki, we were talking about making a difference in what you're doing if you choose to have an encore career. And, you know, I was saying that the community, the little things that you can do in your community, or, you know, there's a lot of opportunity if you just start opening up, you know, what do I love to do? Or how do you actually lead people down that path where they choose, wow, this would be something I would absolutely love?
The first phase is really the self, looking within oneself to see, well, what is it I'm really good at? What have I always been called to do? Where are my gifts and abilities? And once that internal evaluation is done, sort of the, I call it the inquiry research phase, then we go out and look at the marketplace. Okay, so who needs what I have to give? So it's kind of a match game, looking at first, what do I have to give? And then who needs that? And oftentimes, Sue, you were talking earlier about it doesn't have to be such a radical change. In my experience, it's usually not more than a 5-degree shift. But think about a rocket ship. 5 degrees It may not mean much when you're on Earth, but when you're out there in space, that 5 degrees can send you to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
So really just taking those gifts and abilities and turning them on a 3 to 5 degree trajectory, just a little bit different, and they could end up someplace completely different and a place where they really want to be.
Now, in coaching for careers, do you see people go more, like you're talking about the 5 degrees, they go, you know, completely 180, they're doing something in, say, the corporate world, they get downsized, and all of a sudden this comes to them that they're going down a completely different path. Do you see that often?
I don't see as much the 180s as I do the 5 degrees, but people come to me thinking that it's a 180, and that's why they seek the services of a coach, because that's really overwhelming. They mm-hmm. don't know where to begin. So we really begin with my asking them questions that tease out their gifts and abilities. And as I said, that takes some work, really some introspection. Oftentimes they come to me with that introspection, so they already know what they're good at. They just don't know how to apply it. So I really think the most powerful strategy, as you've probably heard for years, is networking. And one of the advantages that baby boomers and folks who are 50 plus bring to the table is they have a very, very rich and robust network. I call it your golden Rolodex.
And we're going to get to that later on. I definitely want to talk about that, especially with social networking.
Okay, good.
Now, and of course, there's all types of support services. But what do you think some of the advantages of being 50 plus in the workplace or workforce today are?
Well, one is the fact that they do bring that wisdom and experience, right? They've got, hopefully, 20, 30, maybe plus. In the case of the gentleman that I mentioned, you know, certainly more than 30 years of work experience. And that also brings a political knowledge, sort of political understanding. How do people work? How do companies work? How do corporations work? In the world of work, you may have heard of the book EQ by Daniel Goleman about emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the longer we're out there, the more we're able to develop that emotional intelligence, understanding how people work, how people tick, and then being able to relate to people in a way that brings value to the organization.
That's where it all comes. I also think that the wisdom in as you get older or that you learn, say this realtor, even though he may not have a whole career selling real estate, he has a lot of knowledge overall.
Right. Think of it. 60 plus years probably in the workplace. And really, we're all selling something, right? He's okay. either selling your ideas or you're selling a product or a service. So here's a gentleman who's now selling it. In many ways, he's selling compassion, because what I really heard him say was that the reason he wants to do what he does is because he feels badly for the people who are in this situation, and he has a 4-step process to help them out of it. I should give you his card for a show.
Absolutely. I mean, that is so important. And that's also, it comes into play when I say people having a motivating purpose, what pulls them forward. And this man will do so well because he is trying to help people, and it's from a very sincere place. So, I would definitely go to him for a real estate sale.
I will give you his card.
All right.
I will do that. And I believe really the premise of my practice, the mission statement of my company, is to create a world in which people love what they do and do what they love.
Because, great.
Well, I think that when we love what we do, we're good at it. And therefore, we have something to bring to the table. So I do believe in the 16 years that I've been doing this, when people come to me, they're driven by something. We are all born with, I believe, a vocational kind of DNA, vocational wiring. They come to me and they know their purpose. They just maybe haven't had a chance. Nobody's either listened to them in a particular way that I'm trained to do, or they just haven't given themselves, in a way, the luxury of saying, you know, if I could do anything, what would that be?
Yeah. I mean, those are some of the questions you had. You had touched on them earlier, that you actually sit down as a coach and you start to ask these questions, which kind of brings it all out in someone. Can you give us a couple questions that you may want, that someone may want to ask themselves about,
sure,
either, you know, an encore career or following their passion?
Absolutely. The first thing I do is I ask people to write a list, and I call it your top 10 things you absolutely, comma, positively, comma, no kidding, like no kidding, have to have in a job or career. And then I just have a list of 10. So it can be more than 10. It doesn't have to be 10. But essentially, I'm asking people to identify things that are like the deal breakers. So for instance, for many people, they don't want to travel. Or for some people, they do want to travel. And I never make any assumptions. So for some people, they don't want to commute to the loop anymore. But for some people, they want to get on a plane and see the world. For some people, they want to work by themselves. Others really resonate with working on a team. Logistics have a tremendous amount of impact on our job satisfaction. You'd be surprised whether it's our commute or the state of the office that we're in, the cubby or the window office, you know, access to the water cooler. I tell them I don't care what it is, as long as it's what really drives them and what really lights them up. For many people, the word flexibility comes up. I would say, Sue, that comes up on almost every single person's list of top 10. We really chafe against being told exactly what to do. And especially when we're in mid-career where we have emotional maturity, we don't want to be micromanaged.
No. I think you've worked long enough to know what it takes to get your job done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Companies that thrive, too, don't have a lot of those restrictions. They give their employees room to grow and develop and be great. If you look at some of the top 100 companies to work for, you know, what is it that they're doing differently than other companies that are not doing so well?
Yes. And they listen to their employees and they find out what makes sense with their employees. Look at the backlash that just happened when the woman from, was it Yahoo, took away telecommuting?
Yes.
And I mean, that was on the news for weeks because the employees and really it resonated throughout the whole business community that telecommuting, which took so many years to become acceptable, was suddenly taken away as a benefit.
Yeah, that was, I mean, people get used to it. It works for their life. So their life and work is very combined and it's set up in a way to support what, you know, whether it be raising a family or, you know, commuting, whatever their, you know, situation is, when that's taken away, it's definitely going to cause some ripples.
Absolutely. And for your audience, for our audience today, flexibility is a very important element. They want to be able to visit their families, their grandchildren. They might want to be able to travel. So I think flexibility is probably pretty high on the list of baby boomers and people who are 50 plus looking for work. They want to have some flexibility in that opportunity.
And there's great companies out there. There are great places to work. There's great ideas, which leads me to the more someone is real passionate about what they do, there's an area that that creativity just expands.
Absolutely. And I believe that if you can't find the job you want, go out there and create it. My dad had his own business called the Recurring Institute, and he lived in Arizona. He was a professor, and he saw people who had retired out in like Sun City or Sun City West. He had a wonderful library, and one of his books was Go Hire Yourself an Employer. Isn't that a great title?
Oh, that's a great title.
And that's what people need to do is figure out what they're good at and then go find out who needs it. Forget about the job listings. Go create it.
Yes, find. Or I used to say, find the company you want to work for and let them know why.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm here with Vicki Austin. She is the founder of Choices Worldwide as a business and career coach. And I want you to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. And don't forget, we have Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark Weber, coming up soon. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120. 807-3120.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Look, you've got to plan for your future. You do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 12 years, they've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, real estate documents, and more. LegalZoom also helps start and maintain businesses with incorporation and LLC filings, trademarks, and copyrights. Their time-saving service was developed by a team of experienced attorneys, and LegalZoom takes care of you from start to finish. LegalZoom documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. They're not a law firm, but they can connect you to an attorney and provide self-help services at your specific direction. For even more savings, enter family in the referral box at checkout. If you're a parent or entrepreneur, don't wait any longer. Call or visit LegalZoom.com and protect what's yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwaki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, the only limits you have are the ones you believe. Well, I'm here with Vicki Austin. She is a business and career coach and founder and owner of Choices Worldwide. We're talking about Encore Careers. And Vicki, with the Encore Careers, what would you say some of the characteristics of someone who is ideal for launching an Encore career? Because I really do think that people do get set in their ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the ideal, this would be like the profile of somebody who'd be ideal. Of course, it's going to vary depending on the person. But one is that this person really enjoys life and they want to keep working. They aren't necessarily the person who's been watching the clock tick, you know, till 5 o'clock or waiting for the gold watch. Of course, we all know the gold watch, that really doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, that they're just waiting for that day that they can be retired. So they're interested in making some kind of a contribution. They're motivated to make a difference in the world. They have something in them, a passion or a desire, and they're still interested in being in the world of commerce. Now, again, I mentioned that there are people, certainly our volunteer hospitals are filled with retired people who are volunteers. You know, the backbone of our economy depends on volunteers. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I've done my thing, and now I want to give my time away as a volunteer. And there are still those people who want to make a living as well as make a difference. And it may be people who have been affected by the economy. I've spoken with some folks whose investment portfolio took a huge hit. And so suddenly they do have to work as well as want to work, but they want to make it something different. So they have to be willing to be flexible. They need to understand the value of what in the career world is called transferable skills. Right. So you may be you may have writing as a skill and you've used it in one way and now you can use it for the benefit of this company in another. But writing is a transferable skill.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I think they have to have a great network, because in order to find that perfect fit or that ideal fit, it may not be perfect, but it can be ideal. I believe that the most powerful way to do that is to reach out to your network.
Let others know.
Absolutely. Let others know and ask for support. And maybe that's another benefit. I didn't really think of that until now, but maybe one of the benefits as we grow older, we become a little bolder, don't we? We know enough to ask for help. We no longer think we have to do it all on our own. I think all successful people are surrounded by people who have supported them along the way, and they know and understand the value of being surrounded by those people. And they're willing to say, hey, I'm not quite sure. I know my mission. I know what I'd like to be doing, but I'm not quite sure how to get there. Would you be willing to spend some time with me? I'll buy you coffee or I'll buy you lunch and just brainstorm with me about ways in which I might be able to accomplish this.
Or they've learned the lessons of not asking for help or not, you know, along the way. So they've gotten the wisdom in.
Yes. And maybe it got kicked into them, right? Kicked into
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Now, the golden Rolodex, which today I really do see as, you know, social networking. I mean, we have in today's world such it's so great that we have that available because the communication can happen very quickly. People can know what you're looking for, what you need pretty quickly.
Absolutely. I defined the golden Rolodex many years ago. I had a client who told me that he didn't think he had a network, and he had an amazing network, to which I replied, oh my gosh, you not only have a network, you have a, and I tried to picture this Rolodex filled with gold back in the day, right, when we used to use an honest-to-goodness Rolodex. And I said, you have a golden Rolodex. And I've been using that phrase ever since to the point where I've written articles about it and I've got an ebook about it. And my clients use the same phrase. And it really is the definition of a golden Rolodex is someone who knows you by name, or they know people who know you by name. So you've got some connection there and they're breathing.
Yeah.
And that's it. So social media is a very powerful tool, but I do advise people to use it cautiously because I don't think it's appropriate to have people in your golden Rolodex with whom you don't have a relationship. There needs to be some kind of context. And that's why I believe the golden Rolodex is really the circle of people you already know. What I find, Sue, is that people underestimate the value of the people they already know. They think about their network as only being within perhaps the very narrow vertical market of their profession or their industry, when in fact, as you've probably seen in your own life, some of our most valuable contacts and connections come through associations like, you know, the parents of the kids that your kids played soccer with, or the people at the hairdresser or the barbershop. All of our lives, it's a really integrated approach to networking.
Oh, networking works.
Networking works.
Yes, absolutely. I'm here with Vicki Austin with Choices Worldwide, and we're talking about a career at any age or career building at any age, and this is Aging Info Radio. We definitely have Clark Weber coming up soon, so stay right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Have you had fire, flood, storm damage, or need repairs due to disaster or loss on your residential or commercial property? Call Restoration Coalition for your claim and a cost savings. You'll get multiple quotes and added assistance for no additional charge. For fire, flood, storm damage, or repairs, Restoration Coalition will help you with it all. Call Marina Collazo at 630-805-0651. Restoration Coalition will replace, restore, or repair anything, restoring your sanity first. Call 630-805-0651.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Vicki Austin, and we are talking about career building at every age. And Vicki, I was very inspired by your tagline. What was your tagline?
The mission of my practice?
Yes.
To create a world in which people love what they do and do what they love.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
People are so much more, energized, alive. When I meet somebody, I can usually tell if they love their job and what they're doing or not.
I'm sure you can. It's almost like an aura, right? People sort of emanate that. And I really created my practice out of coming out of a job that I didn't love. And I ultimately got fired.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty big rude awakening. I was prepared but not prepared. I was both devastated and exhilarated because what it did was it freed me up to do what I loved. And I was kind of like Scarlett O'Hara holding that radish saying, I'll never go hungry again. I said, I'll never hate my job again. And truly to this day, Sue, I've loved every day. You know, certainly I've had challenges along the way, but I made that commitment to myself to love what I do and do what I love, because I do believe life is short and we have a very short time to make a difference.
Oh, that's so true. Now, I'm sure there's some things that you can tell us about someone who has made the decision to, say, transition into an encore career in order for them to be successful. What are a few of those things?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention coaching. And I do think coaching is a process to help people find their way and create a plan. So many people just start networking looking for something that they haven't yet identified and they're not yet able to articulate. So the first cautionary note I would say is do the research. And that may take months. Oftentimes, especially if there's financial urgency, we may rush to what in the career and job world they call land, right? I want to land somewhere. But you can land somewhere and it's not the right fit because we didn't do our homework ahead of time of, well, what would be a good fit? And I do believe the longer I do this, the more I believe fit is everything. Is it mm-hmm. going to be the right fit, both for you and for the employer or the clients if you're launching a business? So fit, I believe, is everything. And then once you know what it is you want, really to have a plan, a written plan. And that's how I started my coaching practice was I fell in love with strategic planning.
Isn't that great?
Which I know sounds kind of crazy. But I believe it's a beautiful process. It's very logical. It's what is your goal or your mission? What are your objectives? Those are specific and measurable, typically financial. What are your strategies on how you're going to get there? And ultimately, what are the tactics? Those are the things that we do every day. They're on our calendar or our to-do list. But too often we're driven by and almost driven by our to-do list or our calendar. And we think if I just keep busy, something will happen. But that's not true, because if those tactics aren't tied to a strategy, it can often be a waste of time. And I do find many people come to me after they've been looking for a while and they say, I'm busy, but I'm not getting any results. Mm-hmm. And that's because typically they don't have a strategy. There are no strategies. They have objectives, which are to land a job, and they have tactics, which are pick up the phone or go visit people, but they don't have any strategies in between.
The missing piece.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of resources, or at least some good, credible resources available for an encore career or people that are transitioning into, you know, a new area or a new business. What do you suggest there as far as resources?
Well, first, I think that people have to decide if they're going to take the fork in the road. Are they going toward employment or entrepreneurship? Mm-hmm. And to straddle that fence is a very dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't moonlight for a while. I did that as I was building my coaching practice. But I think ultimately we have to decide, do we want to be employed or do we want to start a business? Because the strategies are very different and the resources are very different. For somebody who is looking to become employed, there are all kinds of great resources locally, and I would say in both Chicago and the western suburbs, there are things called job clubs. Have you heard of a job club where
Yes.
people get together? They're typically facilitated. There's the Career Transition Center held at Old St. Pat's downtown. There's something called the Community Career Center out in Naperville, and they have a fabulous job club run by Joy McGuire Dooley. I don't know if you know her. But she's a terrific resource. Then there's WorkNet DuPage, and Jim Fergal is the facilitator of that, which is part of, it's out in Lyle. So there are all kinds of great resources where you can access either very nominally charged or free services. There might be some criteria by which you know, different counties have different criteria, but you can get free and oftentimes very nominally charged, or you're nominally charged for services. So those are great. If you're going into business for yourself, I think there are other resources, chambers of commerce, mm-hmm. The Small Business Association, the sometimes there are business development centers like WBDC for women and minorities in the city. I don't know if you have heard of that. It's on Michigan Avenue, wbdc.org. For women and minorities who are beginning a business or have a business and they want to tighten it up.
Well, I always tell people, you know, if I hear, oh, I'm unemployed or I got laid off or I got downsized, don't ever forget looking for a job is a full-time job. So if you're starting to have an encore career, give yourself some breathing room to know that it is a full-time job to do that.
It is. And when it comes to networking, the more conversations you have with people, the better. So two coffee dates a week isn't going to do it.
No, you need more than that. Thank you so much, Vicki, for being on Aging Info Radio. Once again, I'm with Vicki Austin, her website being choicesworldwide.com. Stay right here. We have Clark Weber coming right up.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. Comedian George Burns once said that happiness is a good book or a bad blonde, depending on how much happiness you can stand. Well, bad blondes notwithstanding, I'm an inveterate reader of books. Librarians and bookstore owners know me by my first name, and every book teaches me something. Well, there are two quotes from a book I just finished that I want to share with you. The book is The Timekeeper, written by Mitch Albom, who also wrote Tuesdays with Morrie. Remember that one? I have burned these two quotes onto the hard drive of my mind. They are, "We all yearn for what we've lost, but sometimes we forget what we have." And if time hangs heavy in your life, this second quote, "When hope is gone, time is punishment." Maybe they're a bit profound for a Saturday morning, but like a cup of hot coffee, I think we all need a little jolt now and then. I'm Clark Webb. When people discover that my wife Joan and I live at the Presbyterian Homes Westminster Place in Evanston, one of the first things I'm asked is, "Well, how do you like it?" Both Joan and I love it, and for several reasons. There's the freedom of not having to deal with the upkeep of our home. No snow to shovel, no lawn to mow, the freedom of knowing that health care is on the campus. Presbyterian Homes, they've been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years, with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Call 847-866-1641 and schedule a tour. Tell them Clark Weber sent you. Now, are they really that good? Well, I should know. I live there. Call 847-866-1641.
Oh, Mr. Weber, you have so much to teach all of us, and you are still doing what you love, which is a beautiful thing. Well, it's never too late to take your passion into a career, a new business, or a job you love. I do believe if you're healthy, working is good for all of us at every age, and it keeps us active, social, and moving forward with a purpose. Well, my adoption this week at Paws is Burton, a 10-week-old male kitten. And if you love cats and see this kitten, it's over. He is going home with you with his striking blue eyes. That's right. One look and Burton will seal the deal. Yes, Daisy, that's Burton. Well, Mr. Kitty Burton is waiting with his paws crossed for you to contact Paws Chicago. You can go to our website at aginginforadio.com and click on their logo or directly to pawschicago.org. And don't ever forget, animals are worth saving. And keep in mind, today's show and all of our past shows are up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. You can listen live 24/7, and you do not have to download the show to listen. Just click on the listen here. We post pictures of all of our guests, a show blog, along with the podcast. Make sure that you check out our credible sponsors, all at aginginforadio.com. We also help you if you're looking for a referral in the aging and elder care boomer senior industry. And a thank you to Vicki Austin, my guest today with Choices Worldwide. Thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio, to our sponsors, and Debbie, my awesome programmer here at AM560. I'm Susan Wacky, your host, and I will be back next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.